A few weeks ago, we talked with NPR's Bob Mondello about the new movie The Informant, starring Matt Damon. It was our fall preview show, and the movie wasn't available to see, so we tried to judge the book by its cover, and we watched the trailer.
What I'm about to tell you, it involves something very large.
Everyone in this country is a victim of corporate crime by the time they finish breakfast.
Yes.
Well, the movie is now out, and Bob Mondello has seen the whole thing. You're back with us here in the studio, Bob. Does it live up to the trailer?
So much not. It's like, no, it's actually, you know, people who make the trailers aren't necessarily the people who make the movies. This is one of those stories. It's about corporate crime, and Steven Soderbergh, the director, has already kind of done that story. He did a picture called Aaron Brockovich years ago. So he decided to do this one differently. And at the very beginning, there's a legend that comes up on the screen that says, okay, it's based on a true story, but we've changed some names and we've compressed incidents. So there. And that so there and the exclamation point that's in the title, The Informant, kind of tell you that he's going to do something different. Well, in the trailer, it looked like lots of fun. You're going to make fun of all this.
Right.
It seems like a great idea. The thing is, we're dealing with Mark Whitaker. It's a true story about the guy who blew the whistle about price fixing.
At Archer Daniels Midland.
Right. They've done a whole bunch of interesting little things. They've cast a whole bunch of comedians in deadly serious parts. There's not a laugh that any of them gets. It's all, you know, it's just not about them being funny. They do voiceovers where Matt Damon will have been told something by the FBI agents, and then he starts thinking about his laundry, right? I mean, his head is somewhere else entirely. And after a while, you realize that it's just going to be about lies, that he's been lying to everybody, and so he lies, and then he lies again, and then you discover that the lie was a lie.
Who else did you tell about the raid?
Well, I had to tell my secretary. So all I said was, Liz, I'm doing some work with the FBI. I might be out of touch for a while. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned the name Kathy Doherty a time or two. She is a trusted ally. Man, I didn't want her to be scared.
Why did you do that, Mark?
I trust her.
Who else? Don't jack us around, Mark.
Kirk Schmidt. I mean, Schmitty.
And it goes on and on. And and then you find out that he didn't necessarily lie to them about the things that he's saying he lied to them about. Well, after a while, this gets old. In 90 seconds in a trailer, that can be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, well, we liked the trailer.
Yeah, no, it was great fun.
I mean, Bob, you sent our listeners out to see this film. They spent a lot of money going to see this movie.
I was suckered.
You
what can I say?
You owe
now, wait,
lottery.
It is not a terrible movie, but it is a really disorganized one. I mean, I think, well, not disorganized. That's not fair, because Soderbergh's too smart to be disorganized. What he's done is he's layered it. It's a 90s story with a sort of a 60s soundtrack and a 70s look. And by the time you're finished with all this and the comedians in serious roles and Matt Damon having gained 30 pounds to play it, there's so much going on that it's just too complicated. And it doesn't seem to have the focus that it would need to actually be funny. And it's trying, really trying, to be fun.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago the message was go see The Informant. Now the message is stay at home, don't see The Informant.
Well, no, I won't go that far. But go to it with much lower expectations.
NPR's Bob Mondello. Bob, I also understand you have some new reviews at our website?
Yeah, I did two pictures that I like quite a bit. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is the best title you're ever going to hear, but it's also a wonderful children's picture. And a very serious film from Australia about South Africa called Disgrace.
And you can find all of that at npr.org. Bob, thanks.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.